You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Must be a weekend in the summer because there's a big music festival on the agenda. The Governor's Ball starts tomorrow in New York City featuring Kanye West, The Strokes, L. King, and many others. The three-day event is going to be big business, just like most of the other 800 music festivals that have sprung up in recent years all over the U.S. And it's not just festival organizers that benefit. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Jess Silberstein works in entertainment in Atlanta. At 30, she's been going to festivals for half her life. She says there's something different about a festival than a concert, the way the experience draws her together with other attendees. A few years ago, she went to Lollapalooza in Chicago.
And Arcade Fire was the headliner, and there was just this moment at the end. It was the last night of the festival, and they played Wake Up, and you have 30,000 people all singing the song together. And it just, I don't know, it gave me chills.
She's taking in three festivals this year and crossing the country for one of them. Don Gorda chairs the Music Business and Management Department at Berklee College of Music. He says the sheer number of people makes festivals lucrative for the organizers and others.
Sponsors love it because it gives great visibility. They position themselves well with their banners and their product placements and sponsoring the meet and greets and that kind of thing.
They often have that captive audience for a couple of days. But festivals don't only help those directly involved. Megan Beyer lives in Chicago. She owns an apartment she rents on Airbnb. When Lollapalooza comes around, her place is in hot demand.
I will book same day, within an hour of ticket sales.
And she usually decides?
Maybe take my price up just a tiny bit, just to take advantage of it a little bit.
25 to 50% more. After all, she has to make up for that unmarketable Chicago winter. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.